Millions of Venezuelans, including UNC students, took to the streets to show their support for Juan Guaido January 23rd. UNC student Patty Matos grew up protesting Nicolas Maduro's presidency. She said it just feels natural to protest, but she likes showing her support to her loved ones back home.
It's also nice to be able to show to the friends and family that I still have back in Venezuela that, you know, we still have our ear to the ground, we're still paying attention, we haven't forgotten about what's going on back home.
Matos and her family moved from Venezuela to the U.S. in 2009 because safety was a mounting problem. As poverty grew each year, friends and even her dad were held for ransom. People are not able to find jobs, food, or basic necessities like medicine. She says what affects her the most is that people don't really understand what is going on in her home country.
Oh, Venezuela is in the middle of a political and economic crisis that has been mounting for roughly 20 years. Maduro was reelected last year in an election that has been widely called fraudulent. Opposition leader who is kind of like the Speaker of the House. He's the leader of the National Assembly. His name's Juan Guaido. He's calling for Maduro to step down so that we can have fair and unbiased election.
Matos is not the only student being affected by this issue. UNC junior Alasne Ewes, who was also at the protest, is worried because her parents live in Venezuela. It is a good day when Ewes and her parents are able to communicate. She says a lot of the times they cannot talk to each other because of the connection, the telephone lines, or the power. This time they were able to get through, but not for long.
Hola.
Hola, mami. Te quiero mucho. Bendición. ¿Cómo estás?
Happens all the time.
Her mom did not have good news, and Ewa's worries are becoming real. Her family has been warned that Maduro is recruiting and forcing young men to join the army.
In Venezuela, kind of like people share most of the news through social media because the news is censored and it's taken by the government.
Ewa says her mom has sent voice recordings and videos of young men being taken. They are especially concerned for her younger brother.
She just said that he can't leave the house. He literally just cannot go outside of the house to do anything.
Her brother and mom plan to leave Venezuela in March, but right now they're not able to leave the country. Being away from home is very difficult for Ewes, but she remains optimistic about reuniting with her family for good in the near future.
Oh, I wish they could be with me so that we could be together, spend time together, because for me, family is one of the most important things in life. And if I can't enjoy my life and my success and my downfalls with them, then it's just not worth it.
Not only does she remain optimistic about reuniting with her family, but she also hopes to one day return to her country and what it used to be.
I think right now, with the new interim president, we're heading into the right direction and we're going to start to see a change. A lot of times when I was younger, and even right now, my parents would always talk about how Venezuela before was a place of hope, and I wanted to be that place again.
The U.S. and many other countries have recognized Juan Guaido as the interim president, but President Nicolas Maduro does not want new elections to be held in Venezuela. Students and people from the community will have another protest today in Raleigh. In Chapel Hill, I'm Patsy Montesinos.